welcome to the Good News Show. I'm your host, Terry Modica.
I would like to describe what the Holy Spirit feels like. When He's communicating with us, what does it feel like? Because this is part of discerning, is it just my imagination or is it God? Is it what I want to hear or is it God? Is it the voice of somebody else? Somebody who's trying to tell us what we should think. Somebody whose opinion matters to us and they mean well, but they might not actually be saying to us what the Holy Spirit wants to say to us. There's all these voices. To understand and know and build a confidence level up in which voice is the Holy Spirit, we need to know how to hear not sound, not words, but with presence. The presence of the Holy Spirit within us. And what does that presence feel like? It's peaceful. But more than that, it's an energetic peacefulness. It's not the peace that's like, okay, I'm resolved to something. A lack of trial, a lack of challenge, a lack of hardship. Not that kind of peace. It's the kind of peace that fills you with an expectation, a feeling of God's goodness is thoroughly present. God's assurance that He is in this just gives us such a peace. It's a supernatural peace. It's a reassurance from the Holy Spirit that we are listening to Him. There is love with it. There is, of course, joy with it, although sometimes what He's asking is very difficult. We're facing a cross, perhaps, and the joy isn't on the surface exuberance, but rather a kind of a happy knowing that this is God's will, and whatever is going to happen, it will be for good. There are other voices that are really feelings that we have that is something that indicates it is not the Holy Spirit that we're listening to. Fear, for example. Fear keeps us from really hearing what the Holy Spirit is saying. Fear blocks the voice of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. Nothing false about it. So see, fear and the Holy Spirit are at opposite. So if we are approaching a question or a discernment with any fear in us, we aren't going to sense the Holy Spirit's assurance. We're not going to receive that peace that is the Holy Spirit's voice within us. So we need to surrender all the reasons why we're afraid. We need to totally put ourselves into God in a trusting way, totally knowing and believing that no matter what happens, it is going to work out for the good as long as we're following Jesus. Any form of anxiety, any form of worry, these are parts of fear. These are voices that block the Holy Spirit's voice. So get yourself into a quiet place of surrender, trust, and wait for that peace to grow. Meditate on the love, the caring, how much He wants it to work out for you, how much He wants to do through you, how much goodness He has. How much wonderfulness He has. Meditate on that to get away from what fear says. Is there a song that you love singing because it lifts your spirits up? How you feel in that moment of singing, that's what it feels like when we're not singing, but we're praying and waiting and listening and hearing the Holy Spirit. May your spirit come alive now with the energy and excitement of being in Christ. God bless you.